Welcome to Chris's Cart Corner, Volume 3, Episode 1. We're going to call it Episode 1. It's the second round I've done this. It's been a while, though. It's been over a year. And that is tragic in the sense that last year was probably the biggest year in kart racing in quite some time. So, I didn't get an episode out, right? Did not get an episode out for Mario Kart World, did not get an episode out for Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, did not get an episode out at all. There were other kart racers that dropped in the year, Garfield Kart 2 being one of them. We'll get to that maybe at a later date, but I've been meeting since the year started to get this kicked back off and underway. So yeah, here we are, a month and a week into the year, and we're finally getting Chris's Cart Corner back off the ground, and we're gonna do it by kind of looking at the two big kart racers from last year and another one that I played based off of because of some stuff from Sonic Cross Worlds. Mario Kart World. It came out. So did the Switch 2, right? Switch 2 launched last June. Mario Kart World was the big launch title. And I think it's received some mixed reaction. I think it's a fantastic game. Like, just, you know, if you want the short version of my review here, it's a fantastic title. Mario Kart World's great. It still shows that Mario Kart is the best in the business. Is it as good as Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and all of the additions that have been made there since that came out on the Switch? No. Mario Kart World has a lot to live up to in that respect, but it is still, in terms of new kart racers, I think it is still the apex of the genre. Nothing has topped Mario Kart in a bit. I would say Sonic Racing Transformed, All-Stars Racing Transformed, back on the 360 PS3, did at that time top out MK. But not currently, not since 8 Deluxe kind of took the reins. Nothing has topped that. And Mario Kart World keeps it at the top. Which we'll get into reasons why a little later with Sonic Racing Cross Worlds. We'll be doing that one too. But Mario Kart World, it has its Grand Prix. You know, there are the standard Grand Prix, and including like a whole host of new tracks, and they're all mostly pretty good. There are some really, really good standouts, but for the most part, it's, you know, Grand Prix is a, it's where you kind of start at, and it's what you do there. I think there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cups. They all have four courses in them. And yeah, there's a good set of courses throughout this. My personal opinion is that you see the best and coolest courses in the Mushroom Cup to start with. Like, you get their best course. Maybe my favorite course ever in Mario Kart is the capper of the Mushroom Cup, and that's Donkey Kong Spaceport. It's phenomenal. It is, it takes place basically on a Donkey Kong arcade map, but realistically made in Mario realism, 3D world, kind of visuals, and It's phenomenal. Like you are going up the girders, the barrels are coming down at you. It's just a really, really cool track. And probably one of the best ever in Mario Kart. And to me, it is top tier. There are some repeats here. We get Desert Hills, Donkey Kong Pass, Koopa Troopa Beach, Peach Beach, Mario Circuit from the Super Nintendo. There's a few that are crossovers here. But for the most part, these are new, right? And Mario Kart's always done that. They've done revised versions of classic tracks. That first cup, the Mario Kart, the Mushroom Cup, is all new tracks, and they are all fantastic. Mario Brothers Circuit is like this kind of deserty, I would say like Radiator Springs-ish in mind. Is kind of how that looks. Crown City is like a city map. Whistle Stop Summit is this cool track going kind of like there's a verticalness to it. You're ascending for a portion of it, and there's train tracks, and you can grind on them. It's really, really cool. And then Donkey Kong Spaceport is just a fantastic track all the way around. The cups are all quite good. What Mario Kart World has done here different is that you'll start a Mario Brothers circuit, you're gonna do your three laps around, yay, whatever. But then for course two, you're gonna drive to it. So the kind of the first lap is leaving Mario Brothers circuit. The second kind of section of the map is the second lap, we'll say, the second leg of the tour here is driving to Crown City. And then once you've reached Crown City, you're going to do a lap there. This has caused some issue with fans and non-fans, I guess. It's caused some issue with some players of the game in that they want a more traditional, let me race three laps, five laps, whatever, on a circuit and just call it a day. They don't want to do the touring from one end of from one track to another. I understand that complaint. There are instances where I would like to just race on these over and over again, but I also think that the what they've decided to do here, and it's at its best effect when you're doing the Mushroom Cup for the first time, is when you hit Donkey Kong Spaceport after leaving Whistletop Summit and driving there through the open world. Once you get to DK Spaceport, it's this magical experience of driving up the girders. And so that's really what cemented DK Spaceport for me, was that first impression, because it is awesome. Like it is so cool, and it plays real well. Like it all plays extremely well. Again, I get why people, maybe not fans of the new way of progressing the Grand Prix, but I enjoy it. I think it's good. So there's that. There's another big mode that they've added here, called Knockout Tour, and it similarly takes the idea of traveling through different courses to heart. And Knockout Tour is a 24-person race, and each section will cut four people. So at the end of the first starting point, we'll use Golden Rally, which is the first of the Knockout Tour courses. It uses Desert Hills. You start in Desert Hills. And you're making your way to Mario Brothers Circuit. And by the time you finish Desert Hills, it drops off four people. And then At the end of Mario Brothers Circuit, it drops off another four here at 16. It just keeps dropping more and more as you continue on, until there's four people left, and it is just you four in a race to the end, to be the winner overall. Some people are like, oh my god, this is amazing, like, and it is, it's a really fun thing, but like, oh, Mario Kart, they're just innovating, and it's like, this is just an elimination race. Like, elimination races aren't new, they've been a thing in racing games forever. It's just something new to Mario Kart, and they do it phenomenally well, and you're traveling through the Mario Kart courses, so it feels new. And it is new to a degree, but it is really just an elimination race. But it's really good elimination races. The other piece that and the world part, I guess, of Mario Kart World is the open, the free roam section of the game. I am less big on free roam. When the game was announced, and this is a classic example of like expectations versus reality, but when it was announced, they kind of showcased a little bit of it. You don't get a lot in those 15-20 minute directs they're doing, where they're going in depth on the game. It seemed like what you'd get is like Forza Horizon or Burnout Paradise sort of challenges and things in the open world. And if you know anything about those games, those challenges and, time trials and other things to do in the world, photo spots and all that stuff is very baked throughout the game. And it's never takes you very long to get it. Like, you're always upon something new in a game like Forza Horizon or Burnout Paradise. Mario Kart World, the open world is more empty. Free roam, there is stuff there. You're going to go collect stuff. You're going to go like do little races here and there. You're going to collect coins. You're going to do some like weird platforming instances where you're trying to like jump your car onto things. And that's all neat, and it's cool, but overall, the actual open world, which they've done a great job of, like, you can travel all over the world to these different tracks, and it's all there. It just, the world itself, the open world of free roam, isn't very engaging. At least not for me. I don't find it super engaging. I very quickly fell off it. And the other thing, so those are the three modes. My big complaint with the game, it's not really a complaint, it's just menu design in how it operates, is that you can drive through drive-thrus. Like, there are fast food drive-thrus in the game, and you can collect a little bag of you could collect like a little bag of food, and it's power up, and eating the food or utilizing the food gives you a boost, like using like a speed mushroom or something like that, but it can also change your character's skin. So you could change Mario into like, I don't know, like racer Mario, like race car Mario or something like that. Like, it'll change his outfit, and cowboy Mario and all sorts of different costumes for them. So you collect them by driving through the drive-thrus. The problem is each of these is considered kind of, it's handled like a separate character. So when you go to character selection screen, and you sort, it'll sort it, you know, by character. And Mario has like, you know, 10 different options for him, meaning like Mario and Luigi are like the only two on the first page. Like, so you have to scroll if you want to find your other character, if you sort it that way. Otherwise, it's just like a hodgepodge of nonsense. And I kind of hate that as well. But menu and customization of your character's side, it's so limited that I don't really care. I really, really don't care that much about it. I think there's a ton of different character skins. There's a good amount of characters. Yeah, sure. Again, it's not 8 deluxe deep, right? Like, but 8 deluxe had, it came out with the Switch and it was a Wii U game to start with. Like, that game is over 10 years old and has tons of content over that time, plus all the new stuff they added to the Switch, all the different characters, you know, you have Zelda and Link and different characters from different games, and all that stuff is there in 8 Deluxe. And will it come to Mario Kart World? Maybe. But you know, it was never going to be there all at once. This is part of the problem, you know, I think people see with Smash Brothers, is that Smash Brothers, especially the last one, Smash Brothers Ultimate or whatever it was called, the one that came out on the Switch, was really the ultimate package. And Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is the ultimate Mario Kart package. Like, it has everything. But we wanted a new game. Nintendo gave us a new game. I think Mario Kart World is a great new game. And I still think it's the best kart racer, best new kart racer on the market. Like, and I'm not going back to 8 Deluxe as often as you would if Mario Kart World was bad. Like, I'm still playing 8 Deluxe, but I'm playing Mario Kart World more. And I think that's a good sign, right? Like, 8 Deluxe just has so much content, so it's going to be really hard to move off of that. But I think as Mario Kart World expands and continues to grow over time, it will be that game. It will deliver what we need out of it, and it's going to grow and it's going to be better, and we're going to continue to get some stuff in Knockout Tour, and we're going to get new Grand Prix, and we're going to get new courses, and we're going to get new characters and new costumes and skins, and we're going to get new car parts, and like, it's going to be cool, and it's going to be there. I guess the other two things didn't really touch on. Battle is in the game. There's Bloom Battle, there's Coin Runners. I don't play Battle. I think battle modes are not great. They haven't been great since the N64. They were fine there, but they were kind of like unique at that time. They were innovative. Now it just kind of feels the same. They haven't really come up with new battle modes that feel good in quite some time. And the old ones are just kind of dull. Don't want to do them. And then online is there. It's as good as usual, right? Like, and you get a ton of people on these tracks. I played a bit early on with my buddy Jeff, and we utilized the Switch 2's microphone for voice chat. We didn't use our headsets. We just used the Switch 2, and it was really cool. Like, I could hear him and his wife who was talking to us. It was like they were in the room with me. The technology on the Switch 2 for their microphone and just kind of like in-room noise cancelization and picking up the actual voice of people is really, really cool, and it works really, really well. So playing online, like, you're just talking. Like, you might not be there with your buddy on his couch, but it almost feels like you are, because you're talking to him out loud. You don't have a headset on. There's no cumbersome equipment. You're just playing and talking, and it feels great. It feels and plays awesome. And that's Mario Kart World. It's a great, great game. It ended up, I think, at number four on my overall list for the year. And I really enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. Also, spoilers if you haven't already listened to the Game of the Year stuff that we do on the Perfectly Sane Show. It ended up as our overall Game of the Year. It was nobody's Game of the Year, but everyone had it fairly well positioned on their list, and it was one of the few games all of us played, and it wasn't close. Like, I mean, Expedition 33 was a game that Jeff and I both played, and it was high on both our lists. It was my number two, Jeff's number one, but there were so, like, Mario Kart just blew it out of the water vote wise, just because of the fact that both Earl and Tony had played it as well, and it wasn't necessarily close. So it was either we agreed on Mario Kart World, or Jeff and Tony would fight it out over Expedition 33 and Assassin's Creed Shadows, and I feel that they'd still be poking at each other, a week later at this point. So I'm glad that we made the choice, Mario Kart World. I'm happy with it, and I think as the game evolves and continues to get new content, which we don't know yet, but we assume it will, if it gets the support that 8 Deluxe did, it's gonna live for quite some time, and it's gonna be really good because of it. It's gonna continue to grow, and I think the base game is already fantastic. So by the time Mario Kart World's life cycle is over, I feel that we're gonna have just a phenomenal, phenomenal title that may rival 8 Deluxe. We don't know yet, but I think there's a good chance that it really can, because the game plays great. All right, so there was another big racing game, which I've already mentioned, and it is kind of goes hand in hand with Mario Kart, because there just are not one. It's Sonic Racing Cross Worlds is the other game, but Mario and Sonic kind of go hand in hand, right? They've been rivals forever. When Sonic started doing kart racers back on the 360 PS3 era, which is when All-Star Racing, the first All-Star Racing, came out. And it was a good racing game, but it wasn't the best kart racer at the time. Then came out Sonic All-Star Racing Transformed, and that was better than, Mario Kart Wii, and it was better than base Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, like Mario Kart 8. Mario Kart 8 eventually, with all of its expansions and stuff on the Wii U, topped it. But Sonic All-Star Racing Transformed was a fantastic title, and for a while it was the king of kart racers. Then so that really put Sonic into the realm of, like, hey, like, one, they're the king can be dethroned, and Transformed proved that. Like, the king can be dethroned, and it pushed Mario Kart to be better, and it did. It eventually took back its crown, but Sonic kind of nosedived after Transformed, because Sonic Racing, Sonic Team Racing, which was the third Sonic kart racer, stunk. It's bad. It's a bad game. It's a bad kart racer. Like, the racing itself is fine, but the courses weren't great, and the team mechanic kind of sucked, and it just wasn't particularly good. And then comes along this year, Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, which came out, I believe, in September. Apologies, I don't have it in front of me, but I believe it was September when Racing Cross Worlds came out, and it kind of hit immediately, like immediately, because it's very, very good, and It looks great. It feels good. The racing is very solid. And it has like a cool little gimmick, right? Like similar, it's funny because in both games, you're not racing three laps on the same track, for the most part. But in Sonic, the hook is that so you race your first lap around whatever the course is, and then when you finish the first lap, a portal opens, and there's a choice between two different tracks. Sometimes it's a, I think it's always a random track, and then one track you know what it is. I could be wrong on that, but I'm fairly certain that that's right. And you're driving down, and if you're in the lead, you get to choose which one. You get to select which one you kind of want to go with. And so you go through the portal, and you're now on a completely separate track. These are the Crossworld tracks, and they're all really cool. And once you finish a lap on that one, then you jump back to the original track, so the track you were originally racing on. So you're never racing three laps on the same track. Like the core gimmick here is that you're going to cross worlds. I think it's neat. Like it especially like if you see which track it is, you're like, I know that track really well. And if you're in the lead, you can use that to your advantage. By selecting a track you're pretty good at, and continuing on. So yeah, like that's the big hook of Crossworlds. Crossworlds gets rid of some, in my opinion, fat, that bloated team racing. And to an extent, I think it bloated Transformed as well. They got rid of the story campaign here. They Racing Cross Worlds is more of a traditional presentation where it's like, hey, here's Grand Prix, do your Grand Prix, and then here's some other modes, and you could do those too, and that's cool. But do your Grand Prix, do your four three races, and then the twist on this one is that once you do your three races, the fourth race is a melding of all three. So you'll do a lap on the first track, you'll do a lap on the second track, and you'll do a lap on the third track, jumping through a portal at the end of each lap. So it's neat. It's a cool concept. I think it works real well. It just isn't quite as strong as Mario Kart World. It has a handful of other modes. In the game, there's this place called Race Park, and that's where you're gonna get your like other goofy shit that like Team Racing and Transform did, where you can race as a team. So there's a thing called like triple team ring grab and triple team tap boost. So where you are on a team of four, team of four, three teams of four, and a race of 12. And yeah, so you're going to be racing against two other teams, and you're utilizing with your team, and the objective is, and like the team ring grab is to grab multiple rings. You get a certain amount of rings, your entire team gets a temporary like boost. And it's also a point addition. So, if you finish in first, you're going to get, whatever, 12 points, 15, whatever. I think it's 15. And then, progressively lower as you go down. So, like, one, you want your team to finish in the top of the standings. But what you can do, if you're a little spread out, is if you are playing the objective as well and picking up those rings, if you finish first, it gives you a boost in points. So, one of the neat things, or infuriating in some cases, because if it goes against you, it's maddening, where your team finishes, in the top, and you have a clear lead, but then these bonus points are awarded for having the most rings as a team, and that can boost you up. And yeah, it's really cool when it happens. Like, you're like, yes, I won. Or it's fucking infuriating when you lose, because you did everything. You had the lead. You placed the best team, and then, you know, that team had more rings, so they're going to get a point boost and top you. So that could be unfortunate. Bless me. So yeah, there's a handful of these different types of races in there. There is something called Extreme Match, which is only like the wild, the big weaponry pickups like rockets and stuff like that. And it's only that. It's only big stuff. And so, like, it's neat. It has all of these, and there's like a progression system associated with it, where you're challenging rival teams, and if you beat that team, you're also getting extra points. You're getting like these tickets to then spend on cosmetics and on parts and stuff, so that you can build up, different types of cars and modify your car with different stat boosts and stuff. So it's neat. I think it's all real neat. There's also a skill kind of thing that you unlock as you play, where you can add like little modifiers onto your racer and give them extra skills or bonuses, or I'm always going to start out a race with a boost, or my top speed is plus whatever off of that. So there's some things that are added on in addition to the car parts and stuff that make it more for you, make it more customizable, and make it more agreeable to you as the player to play how you want to play. And yeah, I think Sonic Racing Crossworlds is really, really good. The biggest fault for me, which is why it ended up at sixth and not higher on the list for me, and maybe one of the reasons why it did not top out Mario Kart World, is that while I think the courses are good, they're fun, the base level courses, and the driving is good and fun, I don't think that they're better than Mario Kart World. And the courses that are the best in the game have been released as DLC. So they've done this really neat thing where they're actually really leaning into the Crossworlds aspect of it. And I think the first DLC was a Minecraft track. The second one was a SpongeBob track, Bikini Bottom. And the third one was this Pac-Man Village and Maze track, where you actually go into the arcade machine and you're moving around the maze to get to the end. But not that there's an end in the maze in Pac-Man, but you get the idea. Like, you're driving through a 3D representation of the arcade maze, designed to eventually boot you back out to the village. It's all really cool, and all three of those are awesome, and they are the three best tracks in the game. Minecraft World is really, really awesome. Like, it's all sharp, there's no curves because everything's blocky, but it looks phenomenal. There's a real sense of like height and depth to everything, and it is better than every other track in the base game. Same with Pac Village and Maze, and I'm not a SpongeBob fan, but Bikini Bottom looks great, and I think that is one of the big drawbacks here, is that the best tracks, and these would be some top tier tracks in the history of kart racing, I think, but they are only available as DLC. They're not part of the base game. And so that's a bit of a letdown for them. And that's why it doesn't quite match up with Mario Kart World, even despite Mario Kart World's like some flaws they had. Sonic Racing Cross Worlds has a few more flaws, and the DLC just it being better than the base game. For as much as I love the DLC, it is kind of insulting to players of the game. So it has to take a knock for that. Mario Kart World, I would rate at 5 stars, and Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, I'd rate at 4 stars. They're both very, very good, but Mario Kart World is the better of the two. Now, I mentioned when we started this that I would be talking about a third kart racer. And as I was playing, because I did not play Sonic Racing Cross Worlds till the end of the year. It was like mid-December or so when I started it, and I continued playing through. And by that point, the Minecraft track and the SpongeBob trap had been released. The Pac-Man track hadn't been, though. And I was really, really hyping myself up for that Pac-Man track. And on a separate note, I went and played Ghostly Adventures 2, but I still wanted some kart racing. And I had not played Pac-Man World Rally. And so I finally went back and popped that one in and played through Pac-Man World Rally. Here's what I'll say about Pac-Man World Rally. It's not great. It's a serviceable mid-2000s, not Mario Kart game, right? Like I think most people know, like outside of like Crash Team Racing, and a few others. Actually, that might be it. Like Crash Team Racing at that point was the only other really big kart racing game that rivaled Mario Kart. And I don't think it rivaled it. It was just upper echelons of Mario Kart. Pac-Man World Rally comes out though because everybody wanted a piece of the kart racing pie, and they released this Pac-Man kart racer, and I think it's the second Pac-Man kart racer, because I think there is a Miss Pac-Man kart racer that came out on the PlayStation 1 and Dreamcast, but neither here nor there. This is Pac-Man World Rally. It's based on the Pac-Man World games, which there's three of those. They've been getting remakes, the repacked. And Pac-Man World Rally is just a standard kart racer. Like, it's bare bones. It really kind of is. And you could play as, Pac-Man and there's a few other, like, Miss Pac-Man, Junior Pac-Man, and then like, the ghost, Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde, and then some other characters from the Pac World games, like I guess Pac Devil, I'm not really sure. Tachman, which is like this metal Pac-Man. And then some guys from other Namco franchises. So Mr. Driller, Mappy, the Prince, which is from Katamari, Pooka, I believe is Dig Dug. And so they're available. Like, you can play as those other characters, and whatever, doesn't really matter. I mostly played through this as Miss Pac-Man. She drives like a pink Cadillac type car. Here's what I'll say. The courses themselves are kind of dull and boring. There's a couple that are standouts, but for the most part, they kind of suck. There's only four cups. You have to beat each one to unlock the next. And none of these are like super memorable. Like I think the final one in Classic Cup, and actually Classic Cup might actually have the two most weird, let's say weird courses. They have King's Course, which is like a Katamari themed course, and then the Retro Maze, which is a it's very similar to what they do in Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, where you're driving around the maze, the arcade maze from Pac-Man. But in general, these are all very like generic. It's like, oh, there's the canyon one, here's the garden one, here's the volcano one, here's the one on ice, here's the jungle one, here's the rolling plains one, here's a swamp one. Oh, here's an industrial one. Funhouse of Terror, actually, pretty cool. It's weird, very, very weird. Then there's like, you know, there's the ghost ones like Spooky's Castle and Ghost Mansion. And there's a generic pirate one. And like, they're not great. They don't seem great. They're just there. It does have a battle mode. They're fine. Like, none of this is great, right? Like, it's not neat. There are shortcuts in the main tracks, and you unlock them by picking up some fruit. And if you pick up the fruit, like, you'll unlock the shortcut, which will close again. You'll need to re-unlock it each time. There's a couple interesting things here, but for the most part, it's very generic. It's not very good. Doesn't feel great to drive the cars either. So yeah, Pac-Man World Rally, as big a Pac-Man fan as I am, it's very disappointing. Pac-Man should not be a kart racer. And I would give that, actually, let me just look up what I did give it on my overall ranking sheet. Pac-Man World Rally, I gave it 3 stars. Which is actually higher than probably I sounded there, but yeah, it's just generic. It's not like super interesting. It's not super, it doesn't look great. It doesn't play great. It's fine for what it is, which is just a mascot kart racer. But there are just so many that are better. And there are so many that are better at this time that it's kind of like disappointing that they were trying to revive Pac-Man at the time after the relative success of the Pac-Man World games, and like, hey, we could build that into World Rally, and it just didn't work because this wasn't a very well done game. So those are the three kart racers that I kind of wanted to talk about. This time out, I am going to try and make these a more frequent thing, and I will have another kart racer. I'm currently playing one, so we'll have something to talk about. I'm going to play that, and I'm going to play Garfield Kart 2. I'm going to finally get to Garfield Kart 2, and we're going to play that. And the other one I'm currently playing is Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels, which came out on Game Pass recently. I don't know when that actually came out as a game, but it's a thing that I'm currently playing. It was last year. So again, like lots of kart racers last year, and this one was one from last year as well. Paw Patrol Rescue Wheels Championship. I'm playing through that, so I'll have a review of that next time, along with Garfield Kart 2. But to keep me with some content, because I can't, I'm not always going to be able to bring out a kart racer to review. I mean, there's a ton that we can get through, and I guess at some point we should make a definitive ranking list of these. And we could start right now, right? Mario Kart World, Sonic Racing Cross Worlds, Pac-Man World Rally. Those are the three that we review today. That's the ranking of the three. I guess we'll look at what we reviewed in previous versions of this and bring those in, and we'll slot them in. But one of the other things I want to do going forward is take a look at all the Mario Kart tracks, historical tracks over time. We'll start with the Super Nintendo game, and we're going to tier list them. And like, these are the best, these are the worst, S, A B C D E, A B C D F, how tier lists work. We'll start tiering them over the course of episodes. That'll give me a reason to come back, like on a regular basis, I think. Especially when I don't have like a new kart racer to kind of talk about every time. Now, I mean, there are tons of kart racers out there we haven't covered. I've been thinking about taking a look at Super Bombad Racing again, the Star Wars kart racer from the PS2. My memory of it is that it's not awful, but that could be bad memory. It was 20 some years ago, so I remember it not being great, but I don't think it's awful. Anyway, yeah, like we'll revisit some old ones. We'll revisit some ones we have never touched before on the show, but we're gonna get a definitive ranking of the kart racers that we've reviewed, and we're gonna start tiering the Mario Kart tracks. So that's what I want to do in the over the course of the year. My hope is that about once a month we'll have one of these. It'll probably be in a off cycle week for the Perfectly Sane Show. And we'll get that episode up hopefully once a month. Might be every 6 weeks or so. Hopefully. Like, I mean, you might not hear from me again for another year, but my intention is to do more of these over the course of the year, and keep Chris's cart corner up and running, so that we can come to a definitive conclusion of what the best kart racers are. So that's it for me this time out. Thank you for listening or watching on YouTube, which is just a static image, so you're still listening. But thank you for any support you throw our way. If you have a kart racer you'd like me to cover, let me know. Shoot me an email. The email is, let me get that for you. It is, why don't I know this? It is criticallysanenetwork@gmail.com. All one word, criticallysanenetwork@gmail.com. So if you have a kart racer you'd like us to cover, like me to cover, because there's no us here, unless you count DJ Disco Pumpkinhead that's behind me. He's a skeleton with a disco pumpkin head. He doesn't talk much. So yeah, shoot me what you'd like us to cover, me to cover, and I'll try to get to it. But join us in maybe a month for another episode. We're going to touch on Garfield Kart 2, and yeah, We'll definitely touch on Garfield Kart 2 and the Paw Patrol Monster Truck Rally or whatever the fuck that game is. We'll touch on both of those. We'll start ranking some Mario Kart tracks overall, entire series. We'll start ranking them on a tier list. So yeah, welcome back to Chris's Kart Corner. Thanks all for listening this time out, and yeah, we'll see you soon.